A crowd of hundreds gathered at the Capitol on Wednesday to mark the anniversary. Governor Hickenlooper read a passage from a letter written by Captain Silas Sewell. Sewell refused to participate in the attack.
It was hard to see little children on their knees, their brains beat out by men professing to be civilized. One squaw was wounded, and a fellow took a hatchet to finish her. She held her arms up to defend herself, and he cut one arm off, held the other with one hand, and dashed the hatchet through her brain. Soldiers used a toddler for target practice.
The tribes had set up their camp after leaders met for a conference to discuss peace. As Governor John Hickenlooper notes, chiefs waved an American and white flag to indicate that they were assured a safe encampment by U.S. authorities.
We should not be afraid to criticize and condemn that which is inexcusable. So I'm here to offer something that has been too long in coming. And on behalf of the state of Colorado, I want to apologize.
Hickenlooper says he consulted with all of Colorado's former living governors.
Goes back, stretches back 40 years, and each one of them agrees and in spirit is standing here beside me.
I knew about it, but I never actually been to the site. I actually heard some of the stories like we heard today. It makes you open your eyes a little bit bigger and appreciate more things.
Brandon Knoll is a member of the Arapaho and Cheyenne tribes in Oklahoma. This was the first time he participated in the annual remembrance, which includes a 180-mile run from Sand Creek to the Capitol. He says the apology means a lot.
Showed us that they care, they know, as well as we know, and, you know, put our heads together and try to make things better for everyone.
Participant Heather White Thunder is also from the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes in Oklahoma. White Thunder says she ran the equivalent of a marathon each day and says it was tough to battle the cold, the wind, and the elevation.
We're always told, you know, by our elders and our families that if it gets hard, you know, you pray because those ancestors are with you. You know, I'm doing it for my family and for my people. And you know, there's been a lot of recognition, which is good because it's taken like how many years later for this to be recognized, you know, by the state level.
In addition to the governor's formal apology, state lawmakers passed a resolution earlier this year to commemorate the 150th anniversary. Republican Representative Tim Dore of Elizabeth was the main sponsor. He represents Kiowa County, where the massacre took place.
We didn't have a resolution that's specifically for the Sand Creek Massacre. It's a sad and tragic piece of Colorado history. It has not been remembered and has not been taught in a way that I think it should be. And it's not a way to produce hate or hatred. It's a way that we need to educate it of man can be very evil and let evil take over. And we have to do a better job of making sure that that doesn't happen. And to do that, you need to know your history and know your past so that you don't repeat it in the future. 150 years ago is not that long ago in the reality of history. And we need to do all we can to always promote the dignity of human life and not be taking human life in needless and such murderous ways.
Congress has also created the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site. It opened in 2007. Native Americans say they hope people will learn more about the events of that day, and it can lead to a brighter future. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.